Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm also joined by my co-host, as usual, this lucky spirit who's joining us in our studios here on www.goforgold.lk, as we are going to bring you some hot news, especially from the cricket field of England, where the defending champions New Zealand in their T20 women's game were rattled by the Sri Lankans yesterday at Edgbaston. Ultimately, Sri Lanka winning this game, much to the surprise of many a cricket pundit and lover, by 5 wickets. Brilliant game of cricket played by the Sri Lankans, because New Zealand had everything their way. They won the toss, decided to bat first on an excellent pitch, but were restricted to 150 for 6 wickets because Sri Lanka brought in a lot of spin against the Kiwis. Sophia Devine top scored with 45. Captain Amila Kerr made 45 as well. Maddie Green, 18. But none of the other batters were comfortable against the Sri Lankan bowling attack. Kavisha Dilhari, the spinner, 2 for 35. Sugantika Kumari, 1 for 28. Shamari Attapattu, 1 for 21. And Madhushani, 1 for 26. But the feature in the Sri Lankans game yesterday was their excellent ground fielding, very good catching, and also the wicket keeper, who did a sterling job, who ultimately stayed to the end to win the game for Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka, with 2 balls to spare, got to the target, 153 for 5. Nilakshi De Silva, unbeaten on 54, was also adjudicated as player of the match. I spoke about the wicket keeper, that's Kaushani Nithyangani. She was an under-19 girl last year. She remained unbeaten on 24 despite her excellent glove work behind the wickets. Fantastic. Chamari Attapattu, 27. Kavisha Dilhari ran out for 17. And Rashmi Gunaratne also made 17. I think the only bowler who impressed yesterday for New Zealand was Nancy Patel, the spinner. She took 2 for 23. So great win there for the Sri Lankan women, keeping their hopes alive in the T20 Women's World Cup. We also had the second game at the same venue, that at Edgbaston, where England got the better of the Irish, despite the fact that the game got underway behind schedule due to a little bit of rain. But England beat the Irish by 4 wickets, the main scores. Ireland 118 for 9, Orla Pendergrass 26, Louisa Little 26 as well, Alina Dalzell 14, Sophia Eccleston for England 3 for 22, Daniela Gibson 2 for 10, and Charlie Dean always among the wickets. Well bowled, Charlie, can I say that? 2 for 11 as well. England get to the target in 17.3 overs, but the only thing that they'll worry is that they lost 6 wickets in the process. 119 for 6. Natskeeva Brunt top scored with 48. Heather Knight, 26. And then for the Irish, Elia McGuinn, who opens bowling, took 2 for 23. And Pendergrass as well chipped in with 2 for 17. So well played, England. Let's take a look at the women's games coming up today. It'll be interesting. We go down to Headingley, where Bangladesh women take on Australia women. That'll be a challenge for the Bangladeshi side. Then India will play against Netherlands as well today at Headingley. That'll be a lot of support for India, that's for sure. And South Africa women will take on Pakistan women at Edgbaston. Now let's look at some of the games coming up in the men's version. Today at the Rangiri Dambulo Stadium, India A will play against Afghanistan A. Crucial game for India. The second ODI between India and Afghanistan is also scheduled to be played today in India. Then the first T20 game, Bangladesh versus Australia, is also scheduled for today. And the second test, everyone's looking forward for that. That's England will play against New Zealand. And that's going to be a very interesting test. We sincerely hope the curator gives a decent playing surface, because remember last time it was disappointing that the game was over inside 3 days. But I also have another news I want to share with you. That's Rumesh Taranga has won the first place in the men's javelin golden spikes athletics meet held in the Republic of Czechoslovakia. I mean, he clocked 86.5 meters. That's quite a long throw, I assure you. Fantastic. So well done, young Taranga, Ramesh Taranga. We also have results from FIFA. Belgium drew their game against Egypt at Seattle. Then the Iranians drew their game against Switzerland in California, 2-2. The Spanish were taken by surprise at Atlanta when Cape Verde held them for a nil-all draw. So FIFA 2 is getting pretty interesting in the world of sport. Well, that's about wraps up our presentation for today. We look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. We'll be spinning you a couple of songs, but our focus today was on cricket, no doubt. But we also have plenty of cricket coming up tomorrow as well. And our top story will revolve around the world event. That's the World T20 in cricket, in the women's version. And remember, like I made mention, if you're a Sri Lankan cricket lover, you should be proud that Sri Lanka, despite their loss to England in their first outing, are keeping their hopes alive because they got the better of the defending champions, New Zealand, yesterday. That's very good news. I'll leave you with that and a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.